Well, I want to thank Brazil for the question. I think that the answer for that question, I don't have exact the answer, how you can integrate consumers. I should say one thing, which is that the very first thing should be listen to consumers. I mean, it's basic. I mean, sometimes trade negotiators are not hearing us, are not including us in what they are trading. And I think that one of the things about the consumer movement is that in the last years, we produced a series of dramatic, interesting changes that allow us to have more knowledge for that intervention. The first thing I should mention in this house is the creation of a group. It's called the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Consumer Protection. And one of the ideas of the creation of that group is to be an international forum to debate ideas, to come with solutions, and to deliver them through policy implementation and so. So I think that we need to use the IGE, the Intergovernmental Group of Experts, for that. The second thing is something that you mentioned about non-tariff barriers, and I'm going to be now not politically correct, which is, I am a little tired to hear that consumer protection policies or legislation is a non-tariff barrier, because for me, well, I heard that a lot, and for me that means that consumers are like. I mean, consumer rights can be set aside in the name of enhanced commerce, which I would love to have an enhanced commerce, but also to respect consumer rights. So we need. That's why I want consumers in the discussions, because someone has to equal the plates of the balance on possibly not trade. Non-tariff barriers and consumer rights.